Welcome to Financials Podcast, Future Rich. My name is Barbara Ginty, and I'm a CFP and your host, and welcome to Wine Wednesday. So just getting a little caught up here for Wine Wednesday. So we did not make the Instagram live. I took a week off, but this is going to be, so just a recording today for the Wine Wednesday. But I thought what would be fun is to go over what a CFP is. For those who have been listening, I always say that I'm a certified financial planner, but I haven't really talked about in a while what it is. And I was recently asked, what is a CFP? So I thought I would explain. A CFP is a professional designation, similar to how people get a professional designation in tax or investment and finance, which would be a CFA. And we have a really great download for you on our website where you can see the overview of, you know, I would like to say the three most popular designations, and we call that the three C's, and you can get that on our website, futurerichpodcast.com, and that will go over for you basically the difference between a CFP, a CPA, and a CFA, and what those designations mean and when you would use one, which I think is critical. So on the podcast, we talk about personal finance, which is the most relevant designation for that is going to be the CFP, which is what I am. And it is a beast of a process to become a certified financial planner, which is why for women in the industry, there just aren't as many women CFPs when you look at the percentages versus the overall financial advisor market. And I think that's because it's really hard to get. So essentially, the overseer of the CFP is the CFP board. They own the designation. You have to go through them to get approved to be a CFP. And so essentially, some of the requirements are you have to have a four-year degree. You need to have completed the CFP certificate work, coursework, and that is made up of, depends on when you took it. When I took it, I believe it was made up of 6 courses. I would have said I would never forget how many courses it was because it was so hard, but I think it was 6 courses, and I can't remember if it was 5 courses, 6 courses, or 7 courses. But essentially, you took each of these college level courses. At the end of it, you had a test. When you passed that, you could go on to the next class. After you passed all of the tests, so for all of the coursework for each individual class, you then took a cumulative exam, which is the CFP exam. And that was an in-person exam. There was a written component of it. It was, the rest of it was multiple choice, and it was given over 2 days, and it was proctored, and it was only given 3 times a year. That test was a beast. It was 4 hours the first session and 6 hours the second session. So it was a Friday and Saturday exam. So it was a 10-hour exam, let me tell you. That is a long exam, and that is a lot of studying in order to pass that exam. And obviously, as you can imagine, there isn't a high pass rate, which is fine. I think that's good because you don't want it to be easy and everyone's passing. So I am glad that they have a high bar. Then in addition to the 4-year degree, the CFP coursework, those courses I mentioned that all have exams as well, the cumulative exam, which is when I took it, it was an in-person 2-day exam. They have now made it a bit more accessible. It is available all the time, and they have made it a 6-hour exam. So it cut out 4 hours, pretty substantial change. You then have to have the experience in financial planning before you can use the designation. So to give you an example, I passed my exam, but didn't have enough work experience to use my designation because I had previously worked on Wall Street. And on Wall Street, I was not working with individuals' money or giving financial planning advice. So they didn't count any of my time working on Wall Street. So I had to meet the experience requirement. Even after having earned the CFP, I wasn't allowed to use it until I had enough of the hours required. You also then need to meet an ethics requirement. All CFPs are fiduciaries, and you have to adhere to the ethics and standards of the CFP board, or your designation would be revoked. In addition to that, now once you do that, you have the CFP designation, you can use it. And to continue to keep it and keep it up to date, you need to do 30 credits of continuing education every 2 years. And within those 30 credits, you need to do 2 hours of ethics. So they have a big emphasis, which I think is fantastic, on ethics and having a high standard when working with individuals with their personal finances. That was the whole reason I chose to go and get the CFP designation is, in my opinion, it was the gold standard in if you want it to be in personal finance, and I wanted to make sure that I got the gold standard so that when people looked at me or researching me or considering working with me, they knew I took the time to go ahead and get the, I would say at the time, one of the hardest designations for personal finance. Now, in our industry, there are so many designations. I'm only going to talk about the CFP today. There are other great designations, but the CFP really focuses on financial planning and is a great foundation to get started in financial planning. So besides the CFP, there are the CPA and a CFA, also in all in financial services. CPA usually is an accountant. CFA is usually working for an investment company and doing, you know, putting together portfolios more on a granular level with the investments. But you can find out more about all the designations on our website with our free download. And I wanted to let you all know, anyone that's interested, I am doing a coaching program for women who are interested in becoming financial advisors. We are just closing out our pilot program. There may be one, maybe two spots left in our pilot program. So if you're listening to this, this is Wednesday the 25th. If you are interested, shoot us a DM immediately. We are closing the pilot program on Friday, which would be the 27th. And we will be doing another one. So if you want to get on the wait list for the next one, you can sign up for the wait list if there are no more spots available. So once again, if you're interested in becoming a financial advisor yourself, doesn't mean you need to be a CFP, just if you're interested in the industry in general, we are doing a pilot program. We are accepting one to two more spots by Friday the 27th. If their spots are all taken, we're going to be doing another program. So if you're interested, please shoot us a DM on Instagram at Future Rich Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.